Guess who?
It's me, Brooke.
Right, I've been playing with my pussy and now, well, I've gotten myself really wet.
Yeah, I've gotten myself really wet.
You don't really have a chance with me because I do have a boyfriend and I have a girlfriend too, but maybe I'll tell you about that later. I really enjoy naughty audios.
Must be the devil inside of me.
My boyfriend enjoys watching me make men dirty audios. Men, I don't know and never will know. Sort of our way of having a virtual threesome. I'm blushing. Oh God. So guess where I am? Actually, I'm laying in bed, not in the spare bedroom, but in the bed I share with him. And where is he? Well, he's laying right beside me. He's been instructed not to speak unless the boss tells him he can, and I am the boss. He just asked why I'm the boss. That I was given a pussy and you were given a dick. I was also given a really sweet, tight little pink pussy that the thought of ever doing without torments you. So, Terry,
Are you gonna tease me and stand there watching me?
what is it, Terry?
And say that whisper that again. You're such a naughty boy.
He said I could be with you tonight, and I want him to watch me with you. I want him to see how crazy you get with me.
I tremble when your hand moves down, wondering how daring you will be. Up and down my body, giving me goosebumps. I know you're dying to touch me there.
Do you like knowing that right in front of my boyfriend I'm playing with my pussy and thinking about you? Actually, I need to take these panties off. Stranger, is that you taking my panties off right in front of my boyfriend? No, it's okay. I swear to you, he said it's okay. Go ahead and take them off of me. I really want you to. And you're gonna play with me right in front of my boyfriend. Is your cock really hard, Terry? It would be so hot to know that I have both of your cocks hard. Oh, you are really hard, aren't you? It's throbbing. So, can we be really naughty in bed tonight? There's no telling what might come out of your booze mouth. So you have to talk me into the fact that you really want to watch me with another man. Oh, you're saying dirty things in my ear. Tell me something else dirty. I love how I have to use two hands to stroke his big cock. Yeah.
You tell me that because you like to watch me drool, spit on it. And when I stroke it, it makes that dirty sound. It is a big fucking cock. I'm really gonna enjoy this.
Fuck yeah, I want you to enjoy it. It's okay with me if you suck it right in front of me. Ask you.
You thinking about me sucking your dick?
Oh, I told you, yeah. I'm just gonna lay here and stroke my cock and watch you.
Now let me hear you stroke that cock. Watch me suck his cock, Terry.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You gonna let me suck it some and stroke it?
Oh, you won't.
Tell me you know what I want.
Yeah, I know what you want. You told me in your fantasies how you wanna crawl in bed with my best friend and take his big heart cock in your fucking mouth and suck it all.
Oh my god, I love it when you talk to me like that. Talk dirty to me while I suck it, baby.
Fuck you. Suck his cock, baby.
Oh my god, I love that cock. You like watching me suck it, Terry?
Fuck yeah, I love watching you suck his cock, baby.
Yeah? You like watching another man put his cock in my mouth, don't you? And suck his balls like this?
Yeah, talk to me, baby.
Yeah, you know I want you to come in my mouth and make me swallow it. I want that cock to come, or are you gonna make me swallow it, or are you gonna come on my face?
You know what you gotta do before you swallow it.
Yes, Terry. I want him to fuck my mouth right in front of you. You want to hear him start grunting and know he's coming in my mouth, don't you?
Oh, fuck yeah.
And show it to you before I swallow it.
Yeah, make you show me carefully. Because I know with you sucking his cock, you fucking come so fucking much. You better not spill any out of your mouth. You better swallow every fucking drop.
I always do what you ask me to, don't I? I love someone taking control of me like that and telling me what to do. Yeah, you love looking at that ass, don't you? God, you're gonna come all over my ass.
Oh, no, you're not bad at all. I know you want to fuck my best friend, Michael Sean. Lay in bed right beside you and my best friend.
So you're really turned on when I'm telling this, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And that's why you're hard, isn't it? Michael Sean Taylor from New York.
Yeah. Won't you imagine? I'm watching you laying in bed with you while I'm watching you and Michael.
You would lay in bed beside me and Michael and stroke yourself while you watched him sliding in and out of my mouth really slowly. And each time he pressed his cock in my mouth, he would push it deeper and deeper into my mouth and throat. Of course it's big. You would probably see it when you looked at my throat. But I could just relax and take all of him because He knows how to do what he does.
Oh, does he? You still might start gagging on it.
I told him even if I started gagging not to stop. Oh, I know, you'd love that.
Yeah. I'll send this audio to that friend of yours on Reddit. Talk to anyway.
Do you know when he gets this, he's gonna be so turned on by me that he's gonna stroke himself and even video it and send it to me?
Oh, really? You're gonna watch it now.
It's, I don't know. I'll watch it sometimes after you go to sleep if he films it, while I'm laying right next to you.
Oh, you do that, laying right next to me when I'm asleep. Tell me about that.
I hold my tablet in one hand, and I use my other hand to rub my wet pussy. And trust me, I do get really, really wet when I watch him pleasure himself. Have I told you that when he does it, he talks really, really dirty to me?
No, you haven't. Tell me about that. What's he say?
He tells me stuff like he's gonna take charge and rip my clothes off in a dirty hotel where no one knows we meet each other.
How long have you been in the hotel with?
A couple hours, whatever time I can get away from home. Where you don't know about.
Dirty little girl. What does he do when he takes you in the room?
He could just rip my dress off and push me against the wall, enter me from behind, or from the front. It wouldn't matter.
I would hope you'd video that porn again.
If I had him doing that on video, you would watch it, wouldn't you? You wouldn't get mad, would you, baby?
No, of course I wouldn't.
Instead, you'd actually be throbbing and you'd have no choice but to get yourself off.
Yes, because you'd be playing your pussy watching it and remembering it. I can see myself exploding when I was watching him fuck you from behind, knock his down.
And you'd notice that as hard as he was thrusting me, I was pushing back against him even harder. And tell him that's how I like to be fucked, isn't it, Terry? I want Michael to know every little dirty thing about me. Every time he learns anything sexual about me, it makes him want me more.
You know what, I do know he thinks about you that way. When you came to work for us before you were with me, we both used to talk about what it would be like to fuck you. So I know he's thought about fucking you.
Do you like knowing that he thinks about me like that?
Fuck yeah, I do.
You know, every one of your friends, if they had a chance, they'd go behind your back just for the chance to put their dick in me.
Of course I know that if they're men.
Does it make you hard knowing your buddy's cock gets hard when they come over and I'm walking around something skimpy? You know I do that on purpose, right?
Well, I thought you did, but you just confirmed it. Why do you do that?
I enjoy making your friends cock hard. You know that's what I am doing, but you watch because it makes you hard.
Yeah, I guess I'm guilty of watching it.
That's why you always do me when they leave, isn't it?
Yeah.
You told me all that, didn't you? Because you knew it would get me wet, knowing that I made their dicks hard. I don't care if their girlfriends like it or not. I'm evil. Isn't that right?
Oh, you can be, little girl.
But I'm so much fun.
Yeah, it's always more fun to be naughty, baby.
Sweet's boring, but evil, that's what gets us hot, isn't it? Yeah, you really love that idea, don't you?
Fuck yeah. Just imagine it. It happened when he came over to visit the other night when we were all downstairs. You remember I had to go to my office in the house a few times and I had to leave you all alone. Yeah, tell me the fantasy like something happened from that point.
Hold on. Okay. Fucking that guy that came by the house the other night that knew you real well.
My best friend, Sean. What about him?
Every time he left the room, he started flirting. You didn't know that, did you?
No. Why didn't you say something about it?
Why did I not say anything? Because I was thinking about fucking him behind your back. Yeah, I could see his cock, because his pants were so tight.
Yeah, I thought I noticed you staring once.
You know, he caught me looking once and tried to embarrass me. He asked, "What are you looking at, girl?" I heard you coming back in the room, so I knew he couldn't say anything. So I told him I'm looking at that big cock.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Keep going.
You went back upstairs one more time, and he asked me... I was just teasing him. I got up and walked over and reached down and I stroked his cock through his pants. I quit and he said, "What the hell?" And I told him that you were fixing to come back down. And then you yelled down, you would be back down in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I did that intentionally, trying to get time for something to happen between y'all.
I didn't know what to do. You left me in a bad situation. Oh, you don't want to know what I did?
Oh, yes, I did, bro. Tell me.
Well, he said, "Looks like we have 10 minutes. So I thought for a second, and I couldn't think of anything else, so I just told him, so take your big cock out of your pants. Well, I didn't have to ask twice, because he pulled it out. Well, I was thinking it's even bigger than I thought it was. So, well, you know me. I thought you would like no one later anyway.
So what'd you do?
What did I do?
Yes, what did you do?
Well, he said, "That's what I thought. You were just teasing me." So I reached out and grabbed it. And I looked up in him in the eyes and I pulled his cock towards me. He just began to melt when I ran my tongue up his shaft. That's when he said, "Oh my god, what are you doing?" But he said, he sat down when I started taking it in my mouth.
Oh my god, I love this fantasy.
I told him, "As soon as you hear me coming, you better pull this pants up." And I told him, "You know what that means." And he asked me, "What?" I said, "We better hurry up if you want to come." I just started sucking as fast as I could. I heard you walking upstairs, heading for the door. And I told him, "Hurry, here you come." And he pulled it out of my mouth and started stroking it. And I whispered to him, "You better give it to me." And right before you opened the door that leads downstairs, you put it back in my mouth and started coming. I didn't think he was going to quit, but he got his last load and his pants pulled back up just before you walked into view. I think he smiled a little when you asked if everything was okay, because I was choking, still trying to swallow all that. He walked by and said she was just telling me some funny stories. He put his finger on my face like he wiped something. I asked him what that was all about later, and he told me I had some of his cum on my cheek and my chin. Did I want to fuck him? Yes. You didn't know I told him to come by later, did you?
No. I just remember you stayed up when I went to sleep. So...
Yes, he came by and fucked me. Fucked me so good. With that big cock. Yes, that's what I'm thinking about right now. I'm thinking about how he pulled my hair and how he slapped my ass and he told me to tell him I loved it.
Did he make you come?
Yes, of course. It probably made me come 6 or 7 times.
I was asleep.
He fucked me from about 2 in the morning to just before daylight when you would wake up. He got me so sweaty just like I am now.
Oh, fuck yeah, Brock.
You like that, don't you?
Oh, you know I do, baby. What was he joking about? You already had a nickname. Something about what you were saying to him. What were you saying to him?
I'm sorry. Why don't I just call you Big Cock? Yes, that's all you are to me, is a big cock. You don't like that, do you? So you better fuck me harder and make me remember your name. Just like that. You love that pussy, don't you? You wanted this pussy the minute you walked in the door, didn't you?
Did you say anything to him about me? I mean, he didn't worry about fucking by my back.
You wanted this pussy the minute you walked in the door, didn't you? You don't care if you were cheating on your best friend, did you?
Obviously you didn't.
Every time I said harder, he would fuck me so hard. I could hear his balls slapping against my ass.
So he came.
It was about the time he came for the first time, and I might go get a towel because... He came all over my back, and I mean, he covered my back. He asked if I had to go, and I told him, well, if that cock can't work anymore, then I guess so. And picked me up and started carrying me over to the couch, and I said, what are you doing? He said he was gonna fuck me on the couch instead of the chair. So I pointed to the bedroom, and I told him to take me in there because there's a fucking bed in there.
Oh my god, I fucked you in a spare bedroom. Tell me about it.
When as soon as he laid me down, I guess we probably looked like animals because he was trying to lick my pussy and I was trying to suck his cock. I don't know how many times with his tongue he slowly raised his hips up and down, and somehow I kept up with him and let him fuck my mouth for 30 minutes straight. I did have to bite him once so I could tell him not quite that deep. I can't take all that down my throat. But I could almost take all that cock, and we found the right amount I could take, and then I knew I was driving him crazy listening to him. He's saying things like, oh my god. After about my 8th or 9th orgasm from his tongue, I pushed him up a little and took his cock and started stroking it. And he started yelling, telling me, you dirty girl, I want to come down your throat.
Oh, yeah, what you do, Brock?
He could tell just by the way I was moaning. I wanted him to come and started slapping his cock against my cheek. He looked at me like he thought I would be mad, but I grabbed it and started stroking it until 2 more loads came out inside my mouth.
Oh my god.
Oh, you liked it, didn't you, Terry?
Yes. Don't murder. Don't murder. Just lay there. Just lay there. I'm thinking about everything you told me.
Oh my god, I didn't know you were fixing to come all over my back. I didn't even know you were stroking it.
I've been stroking it the whole time you've been talking, silly. Oh, did you try to do anything else?
He tried to fuck me in the ass, but he was so big.
So you told him no, didn't you?
He fucked me, and he actually ended up with about 5 or 6 inches of his cock inside me. Until he finally came in my ass, and oh my god, it came so hard I could feel it shooting.
Oh my god, he came in your ass. I didn't even know he fucked you. He came in your ass.
You didn't know I fucked him that night. You told me you wanted me to.
Yeah, I just didn't think he would.
Oh, you didn't think he would because he was your friend. Not to brag, but come on.
Yeah, if you were my best friend's girl, I'd fuck you behind his back.
Before you left, I told him about you being a voyeur, and I asked him if he would fuck me in front of you.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said just name the day or night, and he would be there.
So when do you want to do it?
When do I want to do it? I don't know. Go call him right now and tell him I want it. Did you enjoy me telling me about your friend?
Oh, fuck you. I loved it, baby.
You really think we could do that and not let anybody know?
I wouldn't tell anybody. You wouldn't tell anybody. I guarantee you Sean wouldn't tell anybody.
You like watching another man that knows how to fuck this pussy?
Fuck yes.
I love when you talk to me like that. What do you want to know now?
Not really a question. I just want to tell you. I want to watch Sean make you come, baby.
You love when another man makes me come, don't you?
What would you tell me if I said no, I don't like it?
I can't help it.
Why not?
That's the way that big cock does me.